art has always been an integral aspect of everyday life. The songs you listen to on the bus, the comic section of the newspaper, the graffiti in the subway tunnels, and the buildings surrounding you are all considered to be art. Even the memes you scroll through on your Facebook newsfeed are art. Now, one may think, why does one need to study art objectively in order to understand and excel in it? Well, how else can you be a critical thinker? An arts degree is not only valuable, but also teaches many of the skills and abilities that are needed in the contemporary place of work. An education that is holistic and open-ended might seem to be pointless, but it proves as an incredible stepping stone for a better mindset and effective lifestyle. Joining in with me on this podcast is Nikesh Hotchandani, who's currently a freshman at the School of Art Institute of Chicago, studying sound. So Nikesh, what do you think this art education really did for you until now?
Well, for starters, I've always been incredibly interested in sound production and music in general, but everything else was kind of a blur. However, taking courses such as art history made me understand the history of the world I was delving into. One cannot excel in a certain field without knowledge of the rest, and that is the stage in my life. I'm simultaneously learning how to code programs and write response papers on artworks, which were always behind my comprehension. It's not only about learning, but being educated on feminism and sexuality. These are things that aren't emphasized enough in an accurate manner. Being an art student is all about being aware, I guess, and understanding that everything around us has its own business in making the world beautiful.
So, as an art student, what do you think about President Trump's decision to reduce the National Endowment for the Arts?
Well, I think it's a subtle jab at the idea of open-mindedness and freedom of expression. By reducing the funding for arts, we are not only condemning the general subject, but also all that contains in it. I don't believe that the reduction in funding will impact the world of art, except reduce the quality of artists. One cannot create art without having experienced everything, and a liberal arts education allows a student to understand and develop skills that pertain one's own understanding of the world they live in. This is a matter of reviving a dying cause, a culture that will soon meet its end due to evolution in people's priorities.
I suppose it's understandable why arts are so essential to our lives. A good liberal arts education increases your capacity to understand and enjoy humanity's cultural and scientific achievements. Studies in your arts program can increase your awareness and appreciation of literature, music, personality, nature, art, symbolism, wit, historical allusion, or figurative language. By opening your eyes, ears, and mind, a good arts education can strengthen the qualities of tolerance, sympathy, and respect for others. In the words of R.M. Drake, because sometimes that movie, that song, and that painting can say more about you than you can about yourself. Because sometimes that book has your story, and because sometimes you have to believe in others. That's the power of art. We use it to communicate with others. We use it to feel less alone. Thus, art is about being greater than the sum of your own parts.